Tom Torreira from Sunny Europe, talking about an underused but classic game principle called false disqualification. Telling the girl that you are not boyfriend material, that this is never going to work, and that she should walk away. It's false because obviously you want her. Obviously you're trying to sleep with her or date her, but it can't be all pull, pull, pull. Intent is good, being direct is good, letting her know what you want, that's good. But after the hook point, we need to flip the script. We need to fractionate the pulls. I talk a lot about this in Street Hustle. It's essential. And most guys are too on, or even worse, they're too needy. They are qualifying themselves like it's a job interview. They're telling the girl why they're so amazing, why they're so good looking, why they're so rich, why they're so reliable, why they're so stable, why they are the perfect boyfriend for her. I.e., they're in her frame. They haven't flipped it. They're not making her chase. So, some practical examples of false disqualification. I start on the street, I do it over texts, I do it on dates, and I do it back in my place or her place. On the street, it's lighthearted, it spikes, it's teasing and it's challenging. So I say, oh my God, you're one of those girls, we are getting divorced. Walk away now, minus 10 points, this is never gonna work out. Or I say to her, I am the guy your mother warned you about. You know, I make a terrible boyfriend, I'm very lazy. I like steak, I like sleep, I like porn, that's it. So in Street Hustle, I call that the parody brute, being a caveman. And she knows you're joking because you're smirking, okay? These are not real Megs. I might do parody chode, which is what I talk about in Street Hustle, where I say to the girl, take it easy, I'm shy, I'm inexperienced, we need to slow down. On the date, I say, don't hold my hand or don't hug me because I bruise easily. Yeah, so they're just fun examples. Now let's get a bit more serious. On the date, she's investing, she's talking, and I'm slightly angled away, I'm looking away, and I might suddenly say, sorry, what did you just say? Pretending I'm listening to the music or watching the TV. I might just vacuum, so I don't reply to what she said, causing her to invest. A classic mystery method one, I might just yawn. Okay, just yawn a couple of times, and she suddenly thinks, oh, this guy is not super into me, he's not super needy, therefore she needs to do a bit more of the work. Back at your place, how can you do some false disqualification? I like to preempt token LMR by calling it out myself. So I might say things like, look, I've got a big important meeting in the morning, so you can only stay for half an hour. And when she's at the door downstairs, I might say to her, look, are you sure you're not gonna smash up my apartment? You're not gonna steal everything, are you? Can I trust you? Okay, you can come in. And when we're sitting on the sofa, making out, watching the movie, I might say, wow, this is crazy, this is so fast. I told my friend about meeting you on the street and he said, this is risky, you know, you could be a crazy girl. Or I might say, we should slow down. Or I don't wanna do anything crazy. I am showing the girl, look, I'm not super needy. Yes, I have intent. Yes, I want you, but I'm not that guy who's pull, 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 pulling. Because as with the puppy, if you keep pull, 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 pulling in your game, that's going to encourage her to do the same and you don't get anywhere. So remember this principle. Remember to flip the script after the hook point. Remember false disqualification.